welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13, as we conclude chapter 13 today with verses 54 through 58. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary and his brother James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. I have felt this obstruction, not being taken serious about a complete surrender to a life of a disciple by your own family or your own friends. Your past life has died in the presence of Christ to awaken anew by the baptism of being washed clean. Once you feel this presence of Christ in your life, you could care less about your impressions on others that used to reside in the ugliness of sin, that the beauty that you are now living is living redeemed. You seek others to share the joy of salvation, wanting to harvest souls for the kingdom of God. Jesus reminded us that we are separated from those who can't complete his surrender, knowing they would deny him to accomplish the passions of the heart, caught up in selfish reasons to live and get ahead by the desires of the soul, in a pathetic attempt to be their own person and not a person of love, faith, and hope of salvation. Be not afraid to call on the name of Jesus, no matter where, no matter to who. Be one in him. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Jesus, we ask that you bless this family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13, concluding chapter 13 today with verses 54 through 58. We've got a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title is "Son of a Carpenter, Isn't He?" See? Place native, his came he. Synagogue, theirs, people he taught. Astonished were they to be. Deeds mighty and wisdom were caught. Where caught, I'm sorry. Son of a carpenter, isn't he? See? Judas, Simon, Joseph, James, brothers be. Mary, his mother, named agree. Us with his sisters concede. Him offense took they, saying Jesus to be freed. Place native honor without stay. Faith lack, deeds mighty work not indeed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 14th, 2023. And I'm recording early, as we're getting up early and working our way back to Lisbon. And I'm going to say it's 0033 in the morning. That's an a.m. Spain time. Amen. As we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, she's by my side this morning. God bless you and our works in the Lord as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim together what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. I close today at 6:03 in Novena time as we close in the name of Jesus. You know, we always say what my brother-in-law Johnny says each and every time he thinks about the name of Jesus. He says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. So God bless you. Have an awesome day in the Lord. Jesus is the only way to find that truth. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, John. Peace be with you, brother.